What's up, everybody?
Whoa. What happened? We usually make a huge noise at the beginning. It usually goes...
Oh, I already did that before everybody came over.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I was not prepared. Hello, everyone. I am Donnie Vagrant.
I'm Sean Magnum.
And with us today, we have a very special guest.
Local Overloaf.
Yes. Introduce yourselves.
So, I'm Angela Garland.
I'm Harold Garland.
And we are Local Overload, and we are so excited to be with you guys tonight.
Honored to be asked to come on here. Yeah.
Most definitely.
We're excited to have y'all on, finally.
You all do a lot for the Louisville music scene, and we do appreciate it as Louisville musicians and a singer and a vocalist. I will not call myself a musician, so.
Well, you're a lyricist and all that stuff.
I am one of the best. One of the best.
So you are a musician.
You are.
Yes.
We're just fans of the music, man. We love the scene, and we was telling him earlier, Sean, that we started our show because we'd go to a show and see a band, and it's like, there's fucking four people here. Where's everybody at? We gotta do something to try to help get people to these shows because the music scene is just incredible. We love it. Love the people, everybody about it, everything about it.
So many talented bands out there.
Yeah, and of course,
The Response is one of them.
Oh, thank you.
We're
pretty good, though.
Appreciate
it. Oh, most definitely. We're glad to have y'all here. I want to see how everybody's weekend went, because I got a doozy of a local music / funny Donnie Vagrant story. So I'm going to go last. I just want to check in with everybody else and see how everybody's weekend been. Any shows or anything like that?
I had to keep these parents from fighting the manager at their own kid's birthday party.
Did anybody get arrested?
No, I got it taken care of without the cops coming, because had the cops come, that dude would definitely have come back and stabbed the manager of that place. He was not playing.
And you de-escalated it.
I definitely de-escalated it.
Important job.
People go crazy over their kids, man. I'm telling you.
Well, yeah.
They go batshit crazy over kids.
They do. And yeah. I mean, understandably so.
Right.
But, yeah. That was... Oh, and somebody... And then I had to work security down at bar, and somebody, like, was hanging around these ladies, and he was talking about how he wished he had a gun, and how he... If he did, he'd shoot all of them, so... You know, we talked to you for a minute, and he just booked it out the door. He knows what he did.
And, man.
So that was just one night, but the rest of the weekend was peaceful.
When somebody says that, you gotta take that serious too.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
You know, you security can't fuck around. Somebody says something about a gun, and you either leave the building or your ass don't get shot.
Yeah, especially at a place like bar, because LGBT bars get shot up every once in a while.
Yeah.
You hear about it in the news. So.
Yeah, all the time. It's sad stuff.
Yeah.
Can't we all just rock and get along and drink?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Fuck and be happy.
That's, you left out the best part of you working at bar is Sean is very popular with the gentlemen, but unfortunately for Sean, he's not into dudes. So,
I had the three most attractive men hit on me. It definitely boosted my ego.
Oh, dude, If you were gay, though, you would be rolling in it.
I would be.
You'd have all the studs. I mean, damn. That's good to know, man. At least, you know, if you decide to do the second half of life, you know.
If I decide, switch governments or whatever.
Yeah. You know what?
One guy came in and then just threw off his jacket and started dancing. He had no shirt on, but yellow suspenders and, like, cut jeans, but they were like fashionable cut jeans, and he was just dun 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 dun. And every time I walked by him, he kind of dance at me, and I'd have to dance at him back. And then he was like, so are you allowed to dance? I'm like, yeah, I don't think so. He's like, don't worry, we won't tell anybody.
Huh. I'd be throwing some dollar bills at him.
Yeah.
Take those suspenders off.
The dude had the whole place's attention for a good couple of seconds when he threw the jacket off.
So you had the coolest dude at the bar hitting on you.
Yes, I did.
Good for you, man.
That's badass.
Yes.
Awesome. Yeah. Goals.
I take,
right there.
I take them all the wins. Take all the wins. What about y'all? Did y'all do anything exciting this weekend? Any shows or
well,
was it a stay-in kind of week?
Oh, there is no stay-in kind of week. The snow tried to cock block us, and we said, fuck that.
We're
going out
to a show. So we just, winter though kind of cuts it down to where we try to not have to drive as far.
Yeah.
We drive far sometimes for shows, and so when it gets wintertime, snowy, we stay close. But we seen Dave Campbell.
We seen Dave Campbell Friday night. He was at a local establishment, and he has appeared on Fender's Den of Sin several times. And he's covers right now, but he is working on original music, and I won't drop any names, but he's working with some Louisville musicians, and I think they're going to work on a new original band, so we're excited for that.
Yeah, awesome.
And then Saturday night we went to North Vernon, about 30 minutes up the road from us, and saw another cover band called, I'm gonna fuck this up, Sarcastrophe.
Hey, you got it right first time.
North Vernon, that's a pretty town. I've been there.
Yeah. But they are also a cover band, but the guitar player, Mr. John Gillis, is in a band called Fixed Remains.
Yep.
And they're an all original band. And they're pretty rock, and we've had them on the show, and we've watched them a couple times, and yeah. So we try to support our original bands as much as we can, but if we got to stay close to home because of weather, hey, supporting
any
band
is... We do covers, originals, tribute bands, whatever a local band's into. That's what we try to cover, so, I mean, we just love it.
We just spread the word. We just want people to get out there and rock out and enjoy live music. If you like music, go see a live show. There's nothing better than it.
I was telling Sean when we was talking before the show started, is 24 now, so I've been coming to Louisville for 10 years now, seeing local music, so, and we've been doing our show for 3 years now, so, you know, it's our second home. We love Louisville.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, aren't you scared to go to Louisville? No, I know everybody there. So, I mean, it don't bother me a whole lot. So.
Yeah, we love Louisville. Louisville is our second home. Believe me, River Link lets me know.
Yeah, we spent a lot of money on that River Link. That's for sure. Man.
But it's worth it to see the bands that we get to see.
Yeah.
You know, whether it's our favorite band or somebody that we haven't seen before, it's just the thrill of live music and seeing a new band.
Yeah, it's the best. I agree.
Yeah, I tell everybody, too, that one of the coolest things about going to a show, even if it's a show you don't know anybody at, you can go to a show. By the end of the show, you're going to be friends with somebody. You're going to be talking to somebody.
Yeah.
Fucking, you're going to be texting them. I mean, it's the greatest thing ever.
It's a great environment.
Yeah.
Every show I go to, I mean, most shows I'll just go to by myself. I'm like, there'll be somebody there. If not, I'll make friends. Yeah.
Absolutely. I met you at Magbar before the show, and you guys had your Magbar show. I was out back smoking, and we're just all out talking and having a good old time before the show started. But, you know, you meet the greatest people at these venues. You know, you're music lovers. So, you know, you've got something in common.
Well, I mean, I got everything from the local scene. Like, I met my homie here through going to shows. I met my wife who I've been with for 25 years. I said you first. She's going to be so mad. Thank God she doesn't listen.
I'm going to tell her.
Oh, yeah, you can tell her next week.
I mean, I knew you first. So
yeah, you didn't know me first. I guess I went by seniority.
But 25 years, that's amazing. Congratulations.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Yes. She's super cool, though. So, and she's like out of my league, so that's good for me. So.
Harold knows how you feel.
It's, so, y'all want to hear what I did this weekend?
Let's do it.
It's one night. And this is just one night.
You're going to go deep. You're going to tell the whole story?
Should I?
Yeah.
Go balls deep if you're going in.
All right.
Yeah.
So, Saturday night, we are going to see Tsunami Samurai, who's been on the show. I'm rocking their t-shirt right now. You can't see it, but I'm still rocking it.
They were on 2 episodes ago.
Yeah, 2 episodes ago, and they were awesome. But before that, I had other plans. Me and Amanda, we went and we hung out with my friend Morin. I had one beer, smoked them peace pipe a little bit, you know how you do.
Yeah.
Then we went to my friend Jeff from the Leo, who's been on the show. He had a little birthday party at Wide Mile.
Happy belated birthday, Jeff.
Yeah, happy birthday, Jeff. And met his wife finally, sweetest lady, who was like,
I've never met her. Hadn't he been married for like 20 years?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I had a milk stout there. That's very important that I had a milk stout.
And
we ordered a sausage pizza. Very important.
Yeah, just keep that in mind. Remember the sausage pizza in the story.
So we go back.
You've already heard it.
No. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He called me and I was like, let me tell you about my last 24 hours. And so we get to the show and Planet of the Tapes is one of the awesomest venues in town.
We love you, Sheila.
We love you, Sheila. And Sheila was there and Trey was there with us. And as soon as we walk in, Amanda's like, I'm going to go get us a drink. And I'm like, get me a White Russian. They have the best White Russians at Planet of the Tapes. If you guys are fans, it's called the Dude Abides. And it's got like a little, they use like a cinnamon kind of milk instead of just regular. So it's so good. But so I already had the milk stout, so I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna have one of those. As soon as Amanda walks to the bar, this guy's like, hey, whatever she's having, I'll pay for. And I'm like, hey, I wasn't there. And she was like, I was over like talking to Trey. Oh, it's also important to know that I had just taken 4 100-milligram gummies.
Oh, fuck.
And I've been smoking all night because that's what I do. That's what we do.
It's the weekend, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And so, and she's like, oh, yeah, actually, me and my husband will have some White Russians. Bought us a drink. Anyway, cool of him. I bought him a drink later to repay it, even though he was
hitting just so he didn't feel as much like a big shot.
Yeah. Like, I'll get you one.
So you don't owe me nothing. I just bought your drink back.
Yeah, so first band played, they were called Decapitron. They were fucking, all right, they were unreal. Actually, Brandon, I think his name is, it used to play with Sam and the Brown Eyes, is in it.
Oh, okay.
And
that's a long time ago.
So they have no drummer in their video game metal. And they're dope. I highly recommend them. They're all instrumental except for like 2 songs, I think.
Okay.
And the second band filled in for Isolation Tank Ensemble. And I didn't catch their name, but they were 2-piece, just bass and drums.
A 2-piece or a 2-pay piece?
2-piece. 2-piece.
I just wanted to double check because that would have been awesome if they were 2-pay, 2-piece.
Oh, did you see the picture? This guy's
a great name for a band, dude.
This guy's 2-piece,
hell yeah.
What is it? Pedals. His pedal rack. Trey sent you a picture of it.
Yeah, that thing was,
it was
ridiculous.
Insane. They were great. They were instrumental.
Plugged the cord in.
Yeah. And then Tsunami Samurai, who was amazing. By the end of the night, I was about at 8 Russians. And at some point, my friend Sheila pulled me over. It's like, oh, Forrester. And I'm like, oh, all right, it's Saturday.
Oh, shit.
So we're going home. I'm like an idiot. I'm trying to make the moves on Amanda. Like, I'm so fucking hammered. And then I'm just like, no. And she's like, what? And I stick my head out. My car is still, I had to pick my kids up from school today. I had to wipe down the side of it. It was rough. It was frozen to it.
Big sausage chunks stuck to it.
I picked up all the sausage chunks the next morning.
Oh, shit.
The pepperoni pizza you ate was on the car.
The sausage.
Oh, yeah,
the sausage pizza.
That's what was important, too, because the whole time I couldn't say it, but I'm like, there's no way there was that much sausage on this pizza. The whole time I'm throwing up, I'm like, oh, my God, there's no way.
Was it like Nightmare on Elm Street 4 where the little sausages had little faces and they're like,
dude, it was bad. It was so bad.
The souls escaped.
I woke up and I was felt like I got hit by a fucking train.
Oh, yeah. Oh. You sounded like you got hit by a train.
Took four ibuprofens.
You don't drink eight milk anything with sausage pizza. With any pizza.
Yeah. Yeah, milk is fucking
No, it was milk, too.
The plan was to have a couple White Russians and then move on to PBRs. But they're so damn tasty. They're the tastiest White right now. I'm a sucker for a White Russian.
They're known for their White Russians.
I'm going to have to check this place out.
That sounds like a White Russian. Like when we get to a place, I'm pacing myself. And by like before the first band even goes on, it's like, woo! Oh! And the band's not even playing.
Yeah, the same thing with Amanda. Like she's like, I'm pacing myself. I mean, she'll have a White Claw and a water and a White Claw, then a whiskey and Coke, then like six White Claws. I'm like, what are you doing?
By the end of the night, she's smacking people.
Yeah, if she's drinking whiskey, I'm like, it's gonna be one of those nights. Get ready to apologize to all your friends.
I just grabbed the guitar player's ass in front of my husband while he's recording it.
Oh yeah, that's what Amanda does. It's all fine. It's all good. It's
just hilarious. Nice,
bunch it. Yeah. You gotta love the ladies.
The next day, and she's just like, "What the fuck did I do?"
Yeah, Amanda's favorite thing the next day after we go out is, "Wait, I said what?" That is her quote after we go out drinking. She's like, "Fuck."
It's always the morning after.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's always the morning after.
She'll be telling intimate secrets about herself to the world.
Yeah, or me.
Or you. Donnie gets mad, too, sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes I'm like, God damn it, you gotta fucking stop.
I'll be trying to chill about it and be like, come on, I'll smoke a joint. And be like, I don't want to smoke a joint.
Yeah. Yeah. She'll be on the next three episodes. That's her Valentine's gift for me. She has to be on every February episode.
Isn't that romantic?
She'll love it.
Great stuff.
So let's talk a little bit about... I'm crossing my legs so you know I'm about to get serious. Let's talk about Local Overload. Yeah, started the show.
That's a very nice interview stance. I like that.
Thank you.
Right?
It looks good.
Well, I got the beard. I gotta be... Anyway.
Professional.
But yeah. So you guys started 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And we're
about a couple weeks after we did.
Yeah, we started in January.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. I think January 6th was our first episode.
I want to say it was too.
5th or 6th, something like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's right next to my son's birthday, the 4th. Happy birthday, Trey.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
But so, and this just started from just a love of going to shows and local bands, right?
I just love it, man. Yeah, we started going to shows and we met this guy named Fender.
Okay.
Fender, Dennis Sin.
Is he related to Leo Fender? I have to ask.
I don't believe so.
Okay.
No, he just...
The guy from Fender Guitar.
He plays Fender, everything Fender.
Oh, so that's his nickname.
Yeah. Fender's his nickname.
Okay. Fender's his nickname, but his show's called Den of Sin. And I was a booker for a venue in Indiana there for a little bit called The Temple.
Okay.
And it was a privately owned place where I started booking all the bands. And I met Fender through that, and they was like, hey, you guys need to come down to our show, my show, and talk about what the Temple's doing. And the Manfie brothers, they got going doing that, and I tried to tell them, I said, hey, you guys need to be careful because the local scenes, local bands, they will fucking go anywhere to play.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll play for fucking nothing, but if you give them a place to play, they'll go and play it.
Yeah.
And it's like, we want you to book it. I was like, I know fucking bands. You better, you just book it. I want you to book from this time to this time. And I started booking. They're like, whoa, you need to slow down. You got almost the whole year booked up already. I was like, I told you I knew bands.
Yeah.
But it kind of started from that. I met Fender, and we got being friends with Fender after going on the show. And he goes, man, you guys know all these bands. You go all these shows. You need to start your own show. I was like, we ain't never been on the radio. Nobody's going to listen to us. We suck. And it's like, it's not about that. So we're like, so that's kind of our mantra. Not really about us. It's about the music that we play. We want to get people to listen to that, check those bands out, hit their pages up, go see them live. And that's kind of where it started. I think we're getting a little better as we go. We've been doing it 3 years now. I was telling him the first couple shows, I fucked it all up and was hitting the wrong buttons. And I was supposed to be recording, I wasn't. Yeah. And that's like, oh my God.
Been there.
Yeah.
But We started out going an hour and a half. And I was like, our show would end. I was like, 15 bands? That's all we fucking played? 15 bands in an hour and a half? Well, that's not long enough. So now we got it to where it's almost a 5-hour show. We play at least 50 bands a night.
Oh, now see, like we were saying earlier, like with the podcast, we like to keep it short because it's talk. But like with music, 5 hours, fucking A. That's awesome.
Just put it on and about your business and listen.
Yeah, and we try, and we write up a show, a kind of like a
an outline,
itinerary. We tried to touch on shows that bands have, shows coming up for that weekend, stuff is going on within a band. We've even found musicians for bands. Somebody's like, hey, we're looking for a drummer. Could you say something?
Yeah.
Set it on there. Anything we can do to help local music, that's what we're wanting to do. So,
yeah.
We're just all about it. We just love it.
That's awesome, man. We appreciate
people,
that.
The people. That's what we try to keep conveying, too, is, you know, I think local music kind of gets overlooked a lot, but to me it's the new national, because unless you're going to see Metallica every weekend and every week,
yeah,
most national bands don't really, they're not really good anymore.
Yeah.
And in the local scene, I mean, you can go to a show, see 5 or 6 bands for 10, 15, 20 bucks, sometimes nothing, $5, and you're going to get blown away by every fucking band that plays. So
right.
And Spotify's kind of helped, even though it kind of screwed up the music industry. The more somebody gets played on there, and the more you listen to people, the more they end up on playlists, and then other people end up hearing your music, and there are bands that kind of get big from that over time, and that's really the only good stuff that seems to get big anymore. Other than that, yeah, I think you're right. It's like, you know, either local or regional music, or
and one of the things we like the most, man, is like we love it when like we'll have a show. Go, man, that was a good show. We didn't really have a lot of people listen, and then somebody will start days afterwards. They'll be like, man, who was that fucking band? What was that song? Who was? That's what we like.
Yeah.
We're like,
yeah.
Well, let me tell you who that was. And this is where you need to go check them out at, and they're playing this weekend. And
So before we did the show, we were just constantly, you know, rocking out, come to Louisville, Indy, wherever had a band, we would go. If we could make it, we were going 4 or 5 days a week. We were going to see a show and sitting at home and playing the local bands, listening to local bands. We get so excited about all this talent that's out there. It's just phenomenal. So when the opportunity to do the show came about, we're like, we weren't really sure about it because we hadn't been on the radio, you know, like who the fuck's gonna listen to us? But you know, we spotlighted the music, and the less he talks the better, the more I talk the better. So you know,
most times she's drinking, it makes it so funny.
I am drinking the vodka, that's why Fender calls me the Lush. And
when we do birthday shout outs and she's been drinking, she gets every name wrong, she butchers every name. It's fucking great.
Oh, it's awesome.
It's awesome.
But the local bands, we love supporting the local bands and playing local bands, and just the talent's amazing, and the new music that people send us is just phenomenal. Just to be able to showcase a new song or something that's not even released yet, like we had a band from Kentucky gave us their single like 3 weeks before it dropped, and it's just awesome to hear the talent and the new material and the growth that all these bands are doing. And I mean, they're top notch. I mean, Louisville's amazing.
So you all do bands from Indy as well?
We do everywhere.
Okay, so pretty much anywhere in the region.
Yeah, well, cool. We also have 6 record companies that send us music.
Oh, cool.
From like overseas. So pretty much, I haven't really made it a segment on the show, but I probably should. Or pretty much our last hour is stuff from overseas. It's like stuff from Finland and Germany and Russia, and it's like the hardcore death metal, some of it's punk, and
just kind of new bands, you know, whether they just got signed or they're independent, you know, some don't like the word local or local, but local to us is like, you know, still in the beginning stages, you know, haven't made it to, you know.
So not geographically, but
to me, local's everywhere. No matter what city, country, town you're into, there's a local band somewhere trying to make it. Trying to get their music out. That's local to me.
Yeah.
And it can be anywhere. So, But
and when we see a show and there's a great bill on it, we're like, that's gonna be a fucking phenomenal show. Like back in September, for his birthday, I bought him Disturbed tickets.
Oh, okay.
But this local show popped up with, was it two bands? It was two bands. One was kind of regional and the other one was definitely local. And we're like, oh shit, I didn't got these Disturbed tickets. It's for this date. And we were so tore up back and forth, back and forth. We sold our Disturbed tickets for like dirt cheap. Nice. So that we could go see our local bands. We're like, we have to fucking go. We were like so bummed. We're like, damn it, we got to go to this show. So we sold them for, like I said, dirt cheap.
She always gets mad when I make bold statements, but I can almost guarantee nobody sees more local bands than us. Because last year, we seen 400 bands.
Now last year, that's how I heard of you all, is I saw you all filmed one of the response shows and then split up the whole set by song by song.
Yeah.
So
well, when he records, so to the recording, and that's another way, we kind of support bands before we did the show just by going to shows, buying merch, and then he started recording bands, and he was running out of memory on his phone constantly. He didn't have enough memory, and I'm like, you're always on YouTube watching these bands. Why don't you just create your own YouTube channel? So this is actually our second channel because, of course, YouTube fucked up the first channel.
They took everything.
They knocked it down.
Yeah.
It
sucks.
Yeah, so we're on our second
3,500 videos, and they took the whole fucking page, and I lost all those videos.
Did they have a reason, or?
Yeah, a copyright. They said I copyrighted a band.
Even though the band let you use it. Yeah.
Bullshit.
But now, the second page, we're back up to, I'm almost 8,000 videos again, so.
So, we just want, pictures, videos, the radio show, we just want to spotlight the amazing talent that's out there. So, if anybody wants to go check out a band, they can just type in, a local band, and bam, they can find a video, they can watch it, like, yeah, that's badass, I want to go see them live.
Oh, yeah.
Or listen to them on the radio show, I'm like, yeah, they're badass, I want to go see them live.
I make my own playlist for that band, so you can go to my, our YouTube page, is Local Overload. And type in Local Overload and type
the response,
whatever band you want, and it'll pop up all their videos playlist. So
nice,
it's great shit.
That's awesome. Yeah. We appreciate what y'all do.
Yeah, and we really do.
Before I forget, should you tell everybody where we can listen to the radio show at?
Well, you can listen to Local Overload on crossfire-radio.com. Or you can go to SoundCloud and follow Local Overload and listen to any past episodes as much as you want. They're all labeled according to what bands played, or you can just listen for the hell of it.
Or 365 Live app.
Or 365 Live app, you can listen live.
It's on one of those Sirius, like satellite things that you can say, hey, Sirius, whatever. But
I think that's Alexa. You can say, Alexa.
One of those you can pop it up, but I've never got on that one. So
I don't like to listen. Alexa, whatever her name is.
Like, we always, we record it live, everything's live, and then we download it to the SoundCloud app to where people can listen whenever they want.
Yeah.
Because it's hard, people have different schedules, work.
Is this the right app?
Yes.
Right.
Yep.
I'm going to download
it. The cool thing about the 365 Live app, when we're live and we're playing a band, it'll pop up that band's artwork, and the artwork and the song will be playing along with the song. So,
cool. Nice.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
And you guys are on every Thursday.
Every Thursday.
At what time does it start?
5 p.m. He does a pre-show from 5 to 6, and then we jump on the mics at 6 to 9, usually 9:30, where we talk and interview bands if we have guests.
Yeah. The first hour from 5 to 6. And I did the 5 to 6 solely just so I could get the 50 bands in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because to me, 15 wasn't enough. The problem is now I always play too much. I normally, when I make up the show and start putting songs and bands in the queue, I get up to like 80 and 90 bands. I'm like, I gotta cut some of this out. But, so much, every weekend, there's so much stuff going on, it's hard to pack it up. Even in 5 hours, it's hard to get everybody in. It's really hard.
Yeah, I imagine.
Especially if it's a lot of stuff you like, because you want it all to be in there.
Yeah. I like it all, man. I truly do.
Now, Crossfire
Radio.
Say,
I'm going to call Angela out here a little bit, because when we first started going to shows and doing...
Oh, you dirty bitch.
She didn't really like punk music. And then we started, she didn't really like punk music. And then my boys, the Jim
Harrison. Well, there's a lot of punk out there that sucks. There's a lot of shitty punk bands.
There is. But the Jim Harrison, we went and seen them. And from the first note.
I love Jim Harrison.
When they started playing and Glenn, he gets so fucking intense. His his stage presence is so intense that I'd like. I fucking love that. You feel every note that he sings.
Every bit of rage pouring out of him.
You feel it. You feel it. You feel his pain, his anger. It's just, I fucking love that man. And
he's a great front man.
I've loved him ever amazing. Since. And we've been great friends with him ever since. And
one of the nicest guys in the world.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
I
was
one pissed at me. But
oh, yeah.
It looked like he could fuck someone up. But
I'm glad he's on my side. You know what I mean?
Right. And, Trey, speaking of Jim Harrelson, playing the drums, that was fucking phenomenal for us to see because we were so used to seeing him and Jim Harrelson. And like, well, he drums too, and he was phenomenal.
Yeah, he didn't even tell us that night we seen him. He's like, hey, I'm in another band we're going to be playing. I was like, okay, we come see. And then he jumped on the drum for like,
what the fuck?
Yeah, that's his main instrument.
That was what I used to, we used to be in the sickies together. And then like, he hit me up then and was like, hey, I'm playing bass in the Jim Harrelson. I'm like, you're playing what? So I was like the same kind of thing for me. Like when I went and saw him, like, man, it's weird seeing you. Like, I'm like, but you fucking rock it, dude. I'm like, your stage presence is incredible.
Yeah. He can do things with that bass. God.
Mm. I love those guys. Like, when we got married, we had a concert. I had my 50th birthday bash. She had a surprise birthday bash. We had bands play. So every time, everything personally, we tied everything into local. We put our whole life into this. Just to try to spotlight.
Now, hold on. What wedding? Because that was 2020. That was COVID. And I think you were having withdrawals because everything was shut down. She said, okay, I'm going to get this bitch to marry me just so I can have a concert in 2020. That's exactly what he did. He rented a venue. He hired some local bands to come play and a little band out of Chicago to play. And he, you know, walked me down the aisle and said, okay, I do. Bands go.
Whatever.
I mean,
you know, sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do.
But the Jim Harrelson played my 50th birthday bash, and they cleared the place out.
Yeah.
That was great shit, though.
Great shit. I fucking love those guys, man.
They're great.
I always tag them the most dangerous band in Louisville because everybody gets so intimidated by it. Because they played a couple shows. I got them booked on some shows with some other bands, and I ain't gonna say the bands, but they come up and say, I don't want to play that band ever again.
And the thing is, you just got to know them. Yeah, they're really all sweet guys.
First time I saw them was at Air Devils, and I went because I hadn't hung out with Trey in forever. And I didn't know Glenn was in the band.
Yeah, that's the thing. You never want to approach him when you don't know him at first. It took me a couple times before I approached him.
He'd like walk by. I'm like, who the fuck is this dude? I'm like, we get stabbed here tonight. And then after they played, I'm like, fuck, man, I've known Trey forever, dude. You're an awesome vocalist. He was like, sweetest dude. Like, just...
Absolutely.
Like, I thought he was the dude who showed up to the show to, like, sell pills or something. No offense, Glenn. I'm just saying. All white. Yeah, the whole all white thing going on. I figured you had some cash and, you know, had a hustle going. But, no, after seeing him play, you know.
Well, Fender, and the funny thing about Jim Harrelson, too, I got so many stories of those guys. I love those guys so much. But Fender, he normally gets a hold of me, like, when he has a band drop out of his show for whatever. He's like, hey, man, I need a band. Can you give me a band?
Right.
I was like, give me a minute. I think I know somebody. I got a hold of Glenn, and I was like, hey, the fucking Fender needs a band to come in there. You guys interested in playing it Sunday? Fuck yeah, we'll do it. Well, he has the setup at 3 o'clock. They got to come in, do sound check and stuff. Show doesn't start until 6 o'clock. Me and Angela drives in from Seymour about 4:35 o'clock to get to the show. Well, they get there to start, you know, loading in and doing sound check. Fender's like calling me. He's like, what fucking band did you send me? Because they're coming in, they're going down the steps going, this is a cool fucking place. We need Robbie's motherfuckers.
That's funny shit.
The first song they go into is Rule 13.
Oh, yeah.
We're live at Fender's like, I'm like, fucking love it. He's like, but he loves it, man. He asked him to come back, but That never happened, but man, oh man, I love Jim Harrelson.
Yeah, they're really good.
It's hard, like when we do our show, man, it's hard to keep myself, my composure, because I get so jacked up talking about a band and playing their music, because I know how it makes me feel as a fan.
Right.
It's like, okay, I'm sitting down, I gotta stay calm. Just talk about the music, but...
Yeah.
So in the middle of our music room where we do the show, we've got this big Jim Harrelson poster of two people fucking that they all signed and autographed. It was at the Mag Bar at...
their last show, yeah?
Yeah, their last show.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they are coming back under another name.
Well, this is their last Louisville show. I think that, yeah, they played one more up in Cincy after that.
That was their best fucking show, too, when I saw them at Mag Bar.
They're coming back with a different name.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to be a different name.
Yeah.
Of course, without Greg.
Yeah, without Greg.
Yeah, they said it just wouldn't be the same without Greg. So. Yeah.
Makes sense, man. Makes sense. I understand it.
Because with bands, it's, you know, it's a brotherhood. It's a business, you know.
And they've been through so many drummers. They had one that passed away.
Yeah.
Now, that was sad.
A lot.
All their drummers have passed away.
All of them? Oh, well, other than Greg.
Yeah, like two of them.
Two.
They had two other ones.
Because one was just last fall, right? Was it last fall?
Oh, no. Yeah. Something recent.
Yeah, I'm remembering recent. It was a past drummer.
Yeah,
and
it was
Glenn
a past
was pretty
drummer.
Tore up about it.
Yeah, he was on the show that night talking about it. Yeah, he comes.
Yeah.
Him, Bonzo come down there and talk about it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, but, we just love it, man. We just, you know, one of the first bands that, when we first started coming to Louisville was Untold Relic. That was one of the first bands that we seen that we actually got to talk to and be friends with, which they scared the shit right out of us. So we're like right up front on stage.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they got the smoke coming out of the fog machine and come up, and he comes up with that fucking machete. And we're like,
oh,
and he had the dark yellow contacts in the eyes. I'm like, what the fuck are we watching here?
Holy fuck.
But it was just mesmerizing.
But yeah, the performance, though, just blew us away. We're like, this fucking is the best band in here.
Zodiac Killer, I mean, that caught me.
And then Wild Ride, you know, and all the bands have been so accepted of us, and that's what we try to tell people. If you're a fan, you like music, go to a show. The bands will appreciate you just being there.
Absolutely.
You know, they will fucking throw you a shirt or throw you a CD. They'll fucking give you shit just for being there most time, but...
Oh, yeah. Usually, like, we have two t-shirt designs that... If I'm in the merch booth and they buy both the shirts, they're getting a little care package of stickers and buttons and all that fun stuff.
Yeah.
Or maybe a tape, depending on how many I've had. You know.
It's good stuff, man. We love it.
Should've given tapes away.
I gave one tape away to Micah.
Oh, well, okay, yeah.
He bought two shirts and he absolutely loved us. And
yeah, Micah bought a Walkman. I don't know where he bought it, but he bought a Walkman for that tape, so yeah.
That's badass.
I gave him that tape and he almost cried.
Micah Durant
was it.
Yeah.
And, oh, who will be performing this Friday at the Freaks and Geeks variety show at Air Devil's Inn?
Yeah, Auntie B. Arthur's putting that on.
Yes.
Very cool. So get to Air Devil's. Is that Friday or Saturday?
It's Friday night.
Friday night, get to Air Devil's Inn.
Bug Bot's got a show coming up there too, man.
They do. I seen a post today.
Yeah,
I thought.
Bug Bot too.
Yeah.
Oh, they're gonna be here.
Next week.
No.
No, the week after.
The week after that.
Amanda got one of the best voices and strongest voices on the scene.
Yeah, she's badass.
She is amazing.
Pull up our my shows.
Amanda is badass.
That
love
we have.
Bug
Bot. Yeah, so. They're a really good band.
And Air Devils is a great venue, historic, so go check out some live music there this weekend.
Yeah, good shit.
Yeah, I got a lot of show announcements. Are y'all?
Bring up the show now.
Okay, so next week, everybody, or when this airs, it'll be this weekend. The weekend of February 2nd. There is so many shows. I'm going to try to do 4 shows in 3 days. I don't know. I don't know if I can do it.
It's hard.
I know. I've done 2 in 1. But, so we got February 2nd. There is two shows going on. The first show,
Cancer Slug,
with special guests,
Plague Nine and Mommy Cigarettes isn't doing it.
Yeah, Mommy Cigarettes. They are. Mommy Cigarettes.
Okay. Plague Nine's badass.
Yeah.
Plague Nine's awesome. Yep. And that show is at Whirling Tiger.
Yes.
And then right up the street at 9 o'clock,
Creeps Inc. CD release show.
Oh, man.
With the Vaporellas. And you know what? That one's at Sight and Fadden's at 9 o'clock, and it's free. Absolutely free. But I'm going to try to... Oh, no. Mommy's is playing first, and I'm hoping that I'll be able to time it and be able to catch Plague and then catch
Creeps. See, we tried doing that, too.
Yeah, we double-dip when we can.
It's hard.
So, if you were listening to Donnie, he said free. That means no cover charge. So, go to these shows. It's free to get in and to see some badass fucking bands.
Now,
so,
Cancer Slug is not free. I think that's like 15
bucks. It's 15 bucks, 20 the day of. But still, that's not bad.
Yeah.
What was the free show for?
Creeps Inc. CD release party.
Yeah. You buy a CD, they'll sign it, they'll take pictures.
Yeah.
Support your local musicians.
Yes. And then the next night, I don't have a list of all the bands. It's like six bands. But I do know Shitfire's at the Mad Bar. And that Sunday, the 4th, Deddy is at the Mad Bar. And both of those shows are all ages.
Fuck yeah.
And have y'all seen Shitfire yet?
No.
I don't think so.
Go see Shitfire. No. I'll be up there. I'll hang out.
Well, it all depends what we got on our calendar, so...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's, you haven't synced my calendar to yours. Yeah. My calendar's empty.
What else you got? For like the month. There?
I got the Char and the Go Girl Band at Air Devil's Inn on February 9th.
Yeah.
February 16th, FMK, the return of Louisville's Own, The Basements, and the Wish You Were's from Paducah, Kentucky. That's at Air Devil's Inn.
I'm going to be at that one.
Oh, The Basements? Right yeah. on.
Fuck I'll yeah. be there. I'll be at that one. And
I think they're a three piece now. I think Jeremy does the vocals for them now.
Yeah, he does.
I got music from them that we play on our show, so yeah.
Right and on. March 2nd, you'll see Nowhere Fast at the Enchanted Forest. And don't forget, March, Cincinnati friends, the response will be inside you, and you will feel it. And we will be there.
Deep. With.
It's going to be the first of two weekends with Murder Generation. And we're going to be in Cincinnati with Murder Generation and Oddfellows. Who else is playing, Sean?
DOS, Doom City Villains. But yes, our friends from Milwaukee, Murder Generation. And then the next night,
we'll be at the Mag with Murder Generation as well as...
Yeah, it's going to be the Spooky Spectacular, the second annual Spooky Spectacular with... The Response, Murder Generation, Pumpkin Guts, and Pretty with the Lights Out.
Fuck yeah.
Pumpkin Guts are bad.
Night Bar. Yeah. All ages.
All ages.
Very
all
cool.
Fun. And that's going to be a fun weekend. I personally have two different stage apparels that I'll be wearing for...
I do too.
And we're going to be doing two separate sets. I'm excited about that.
Yeah.
So...
See, that's the hard part. When you love so many bands, trying to get to all the shows in the weekend.
If we could clone ourselves, God, we would.
Oh, yeah. I would too. Yeah, I would do the same thing. You know, just go to like five shows.
Yeah.
We always watch out to see where our friends are going. And if we were like, hey, if you're at the show, go live. And we're like, so we'll watch your live video and share it. Like, okay.
Oh, yeah. That's what I did not this past New Year's, but the New Year's before. I didn't want to go out. And Sean and Trey both live streamed Jim Harrison and Plague Nine from Air Devils. I'm like, cool. I just laid in bed and was like, this is nice. Yeah. This is nice. I don't have to smell anybody.
Yes. That was a fun show. It was,
Was it as fun as the last New Year's show?
No, I mean, the last one was a lot of fun. The Prague night with us and all the drag bands and Creeps Inc. and FMK and Air Devils.
That was a...
There'll be more of those to come. More of those to come.
Or fuck yeah.
Punk and drag combo. Shows.
This is punk as shit. I can't think of anything more punk than drag. So it makes sense. I'm surprised nobody's really done that yet around here.
I think it's been, I know it's been done. It has to have been done, but.
But yeah. So do you guys have anything coming up that you guys want to?
Well, you got the calendar on your phone because mine's blank. You keep all this shit to yourself. That's some bullshit. I'm going to start booking my own shows.
Well, go ahead. I want to see you drive yourself to a show.
Uber.
Well, 26th is the Bombshell, American Bombshell, Silverbirds, and
Wild Ride
show. Wild Ride from here is going up to Indianapolis.
And that's
going to
be at the Black Circle, Friday night.
Okay. It's a real cool place up there. And then the 27th, we're going to be up here at 21st in Germantown.
Okay.
It's Louis, the local guy's birthday. They're having a bash up there.
I don't think the 20th. Oh, yeah. Yes, because Requiem.
Yeah, we're going to be there with several bands. And then the 28th, we got a band booked on Fender's Den of Sin coming down from Evansville, Indiana, which is going to be
Stagnates. And it is Fender's birthday.
Birthday, yeah.
So happy early shout out to him.
Bash. Everybody's going to be getting high and drunk and fucked up and listening to music.
Fuck yeah.
So, what else would you want to do on a Sunday?
Or any day for that matter.
Or any day for that matter. Absolutely. Rocking out the bands.
Requiem is another one of those bands that we tell everybody that, you know, we went to a show to see actually someone else.
Yeah.
And that band fucking blew us away. We're like, who the fuck is this band?
Holy yeah, fuck. So we certainly appreciate all the venues that support, you know, the original live music, you know, Magbar, 21st in Germantown, and all the venues that you guys have mentioned, Daredevil's Inn.
You mentioned, we haven't even gone to yet. We haven't been had a chance. Because we heard that Trixie's changed their name to something else, but then we heard it closed again.
Yeah, it's so I don't know what the deal is with that. Up building now.
No, yeah. I drove by it today. It was something.
I drove by it the other day.
Copacabana or Caravana or something like that.
Yeah, it is boarded up. I don't know.
But it just sucks, man.
Yeah, it's sad, you know, and even with the Louisville Village Club, you know, all these venues, go support your venues that have bands.
Air Devils, we love Air Devils too, because it's a classic, classic legendary place, because it used to be, I was told, a school or something.
Up until the 30s, it was a school.
Yeah, that just fucking blows my mind.
And we love the Magbar. I mean, I'm constantly falling up and down their stairs, so I love that place.
That's good.
Yeah,
I love the Magbar.
The only person I know can get drunk and fall up the steps. I don't know how that works.
I didn't puke on the merch. It's all that matters.
So have you puked on the merch before? Because I know it's, you brought it. Uh-oh. All right.
Technically, no. I have never puked on a band's merch that they're selling. Band merch that I'm wearing.
Oh.
Happens to the best of us.
Yeah, I was able to save this from the ride home the other night.
But if I did puke on a band's merch, I would just buy it all.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah, we had gone to a lot of shows before, and then we went to a show in Michigan, and I almost died there. I come 4 minutes from dying, and once I made it through that, and we made it back to Indiana, I was like, if there's something we want to do, we're fucking going to do it. We're not going to hesitate. We're going to do it. So that's when we kind of just said, we're going to do this show. We need to put everything we got into it, try to do it the best we can, and do it. So
That's how you got to live. You got to do what you want to do.
Absolutely. So that's the moral of the story. Live life. If you enjoy music, go out and see every motherfucking band that's playing.
Don't let people judge you, goddammit. You do as you please. You do what makes you happy. Yeah. As long as it's consensual with an adult, do whatever you want.
Absolutely.
You're going to be judged either way. Whether you're doing something for somebody else or doing it for you, they're going to judge you either way. So might as well be happy doing what you want.
Absolutely. Right. And music makes us happy, so that's why we love not only seeing new bands and listening to new bands, playing new bands, we just love it.
People, meeting the people too. Yeah. We tell people all the time, music binds people.
Oh yeah.
We got so many friends now that we're only friends with them because we met them at a show.
Yeah.
Oh, when I started coming back to shows after the pandemic, we made so many new friends.
It's
like,
so
good
weird
friends.
Meeting
like,
new people too, because I'm used to all my friends being people I've known for, you know, at least a decade or so, you know, maybe really 2 decades, but just kind of meeting people again and talking with people. It's been a lot of fun, a lot of bands. And it's not just all the bands and venues, but also the media outlets like Local Overload, Partners and Pals, Top Hill,
Metal Forge,
Fenders, Den of Sin. And then you got 5011 Media, who does all the artwork for The Response. Partners and Pals has done some stuff for Indignant Few, Belushi Speedball. I think Shitfire.
Punk Rock Night.
He just does art
for LRS everybody. Is starting to do an underground thing too, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah, they had a band playing at Better Days, this past weekend.
Once a month now, they're going to have bands, local bands play at Better Days.
Yeah.
And they're going to spotlight that band, let them play, sell their stuff. So I think it's a win-win for everybody.
Absolutely. We're all a team out there trying to support music, so let's help one another and support the music.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
And I mean, I know there's like a lot of shows going on every weekend, but try to make one if you can, if that's what you're into. Don't complain about nothing happening.
Right.
And then when something happens, sit at home.
Right.
You know.
Oh, shoot. I just remember. Do you have any handbills? I forgot some handbills I wanted to give you guys.
I might have them in one of my coats.
Okay. It's like, even if somebody goes out and sees one show a month, you know. If that show has 2 or 3 bands, just imagine how many new bands you come across in 1 year. I mean, and that's just one show a month. That's not too much to ask for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
it's been maybe like so a much year fun. And a half I since I started going to shows again. Like, and there's a lot of bands.
We feel odd if we're not at a show. That's why, like, even when we were fucking snowed in this past weekend, like, we've got to get to a show. What's the closest local show that we can go to and support?
Yeah, there's been times where we're like, man, we're really tired. We're like at home on Friday going,
like, what fucking time
fuck
is it?
What are we doing?
Yeah.
We need to be somewhere right now. So we just feel hot as fuck when we're home. So
seeing live bands perform that's our high. That's our drug. That's what we love to do.
Yeah.
And that's how we connected and met. And that's what's made us grow as a couple. And also, you know, people in the music community to help get the word out for these other bands. There's nothing like it.
Yeah, we can't stress that enough, man. It's we get recognized. We was telling Sean, we're starting to get recognized now, and it's hard for us because we're like, man, we don't want it to be about us. We want it to be about the music and the bands. But we're getting called out at shows now. It's like,
yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, I love it. Yeah, me and this guy, we're all about it. All right, some guy did come up to me, if you're familiar with our song. Yeah, I know you all know this one. Some guy came up to me at the Fear Show and was like, hey, are you the Bojangles BJ guy? And I'm like, yep.
That's me. We'll be out in March, too. We'll send y'all a copy.
Yeah, yes.
Definitely send
it. Might give y'all an advance copy if y'all would be as so inclined to play it.
Absolutely. We'll make it load or unload. Yeah. That's exactly what I was just thinking, yeah.
That's... fuck yeah.
Yeah, we try to do stuff to... everything that we do on the show is to try to get people to listen to us and check these bands
out.
Like the Load and Unload, we do that to where people can listen and go vote if they like it or not. So
we get a hold of a new song, especially from one of our local bands. We like to spotlight it and make it our Load or Unload, and we play it twice on one episode, and then we play it the following episode. And we get everybody involved on Facebook and put the links up to the, you know, streaming services and whatnot.
One show, man, you're going to hear 50 to 60 of the best local bands around, from country to rock to rap to metal to punk. I mean, you're going to hear it all.
Awesome. So that's awesome.
We play it all. So
we try to get some out there for everybody.
Well, everybody, make sure you tune in every week at 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
On crossfire-radio.com.
Yep, absolutely.
Yes.
Yep.
And also on SoundCloud, where you can check out all the previous episodes as well.
Yep, just go to SoundCloud and follow Local Overload.
Yeah,
and that is a free app.
And the YouTube channel. Yeah. Don't forget the YouTube channel, y'all.
Seriously,
YouTube channel's amazing.
That has got almost 8,000 videos of every band we see. And every band we see has its own playlist. And, you know, all you got to do is go to Local Overload, type in the band, and it'll pop up their playlist.
And don't pay attention to the girl passed out on the picnic table or the girl in front of the stage acting a fool, drinking and having a good time. You just kind of, you know, jealous. Get your ass to a show. You can be the drunk girl at the stage.
Absolutely.
You might meet your next boo at the show, just like
absolutely.
They met their boo, Local Overload look, met each other. Donnie met his boo at the... I've met some previous boos at shows back in the day. I'm booless right now, but that's all right. Maybe the next one will come around as I keep going to shows.
Well, if you'd be open-minded, you'd meet somebody.
If you just want a hot piece of ass, go see a live band. You're going to find some hot girls there. Or guys.
Yeah.
You'll find them.
Hey, music binds people. I'm telling
you. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Even if it's just for an hour.
Hey, whatever it takes, sometimes it only takes about 5 minutes, right?
No joke. Well, yeah, yeah, depending on the alcohol.
Yeah,
that's awesome that you got 8,000 videos. I try to record every band I see, but then I get fucked up. I get like one band.
Stuff on my storage on my phone. Oh, and yeah. I have a government phone, so.
Yeah, he has a Jimmy Carter phone.
I got bands that tell me, like, dude, you need to have some fun. I said, that is my fun. My fun is capturing the moment of that band, because even if a band plays the same 6 songs every show's different. Every song that they play, even if it's the same song, it's going to be a different because of the crowd, because of the night,
and the interaction.
I try to capture those moments, so as long as I'm not getting knocked down or knocked into the wall most of the time, I'm all right, but it happens.
Yeah, I'm not into getting knocked around anymore. Those days are over. My back hurts. My feet hurt.
I fell down at Pride Night when Dead Boys were, or when Down in Flames were doing the Dead Boys set, and they were doing I Need Lunch. I straight up fell on the stage like an idiot.
That's the only band I really got to just sit and watch, because I didn't have to constantly adjust their sound.
They were on fire that night, dude.
Yeah, they were really good. Creeps Inc. did a really good Dead Boys.
There's a new band coming out of Finland. I don't think they're a new band, but they got a new album coming out, EP, called the Dog Shit Boys out of Finland.
Yeah.
You guys need to check them out.
We've got listeners in Finland, so
we're huge in Finland. Yeah. We have, right? 81 listeners in Finland, but we're huge in Finland.
Yeah, we're listening to in 50 countries. So
nice.
They're called the what? Dirt
Dog Shit Boys.
Dog Shit Boys.
Okay. How many?
Didn't we just play them a couple weeks ago?
Yeah, I'm going to play them again tomorrow because I got another new song.
Are they on Spotify?
Yeah, they should be on everything. So
the Dog Shit Boys.
The Dog Shit Boys.
Bands that want to be on Local Overload, do they just send you an MP3? How do they get a hold of?
So if you have some music that you would like us to play, send it to localoverload33@gmail.com. Feel free to go to Facebook and follow Local Overload, or message Harold Garland or myself, Angela Garland, and inquire about coming on the show.
Yeah.
We'll be happy to have you.
Every Thursday, most of the time, as long as somebody else is not booked, we'll let you come on. Interview you. It's not like Fenders where they play.
It is interview only with a possible acoustic.
Yeah, because we don't have the room for that. Our neighbors would flip out.
Yeah.
But that would be funny as shit to see, but they would flip out.
Well, if you ever need the response, we're always about yapping about ourselves, so.
Hey, anytime you guys want to come on the show, you let us know. You are welcome.
Yeah. And February 1st, our first interview of the year, we do have Scott Martin from Eulogy and Blood coming on. We're going to interview him, talk about the shows, new music. So that's going to be our first interview this year. So
thank God he's not performing, because when he performs, shit gets broke.
Yeah. Eulogy and Blood, very intense band.
Very.
Badass band, though.
Yeah, it sounds pretty intense. They've got to be a metal band.
Yeah.
You guys know Freddie, right?
Freddie G. Grizzbaum?
Freddie G. Grizzbaum?
No, I don't know that Freddie.
Oh, man, I tell you, he's a big boy. Big boy. And the first time we seen them, they was out there, they started thrashing around and moshing and stuff. He went flying into a bucket. It was for a benefit on top of that. He hit this plastic tote. Cash went flying up. The outside little heater thing got knocked. It was intense.
Oh, my God.
Fucking beer bottles started getting thrown. I was like,
what? That was at Louisville Billiards Club. That was fun. That was fun shit.
Is this like Roadhouse almost?
Oh, my God. That
oh, yeah. Very. The only difference is the band didn't play in a cage.
Yeah. He was like, oh man, thank you. Because the first time he's like, thank you for coming to see us. Appreciate it. You're going to love this. I hope it don't get too wild for you. And then, like, the shit just went off the hook after that.
I was back against the wall, smoking and drinking my alcohol.
I was like, oh my God. But they're a great band, though. Great band. We've seen them 4 or 5 times now, 6 times or so.
That's the shows you make the memories out. Like Belushi Speedball, Magbar, shit.
Jim Harrelson. Training them.
They
like,
said, go see them once if you haven't seen them.
You've got to at least see the Belushi Speedball one time. It's a one time in your life thing if you don't ever see them again. We went and we're like, what the fuck did they get us into? They're throwing sticks and bottles and fucking mouthwash. And I was like,
that was fucking nuts.
Great show, though.
Oh, yeah. They bring it. Like that. Yeah. They definitely.
The mag bar was so packed.
After their set, everybody cleans the shit back up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Fucking greatest thing ever.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck?
That's their slogan is real Belushi fans help clean up afterwards. And yeah. Everybody does.
That's how they keep from getting banned. And they switched from music cola and candy to like seltzer water and stuff that won't
mouthwash,
stick.
Mouthwash, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, stuff that just won't like stick. Or it's so they can clean it up.
I got mouthwash in my eye. I was so excited. I'm like, yes, I come out. It was just fucking phenomenal. It was an amazing show.
Senor Diablo, like, straight up, like, spilled mouthwash all over me. And he's fallen on me at shows. Yeah, those shows are always something.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Great stuff. Yeah, we keep track. I do. Of every band we've seen, every show we've gone to,
every venue
we've gone to, I keep numbers of all that.
OCD.
Sometimes I've been to him, you know, it's just, I'm a guy like that, likes to keep track of that. So, and it's great. I mean, we've gone to Missouri, we've gone to Florida, we've gone to Illinois, we'll go anywhere to support local music. So
that's awesome.
We
love it.
Yeah.
And we appreciate everything y'all do, for real. And I think I speak for everyone in Louisville that plays music, thank you. And everywhere, not just Louisville.
It's our honor, man. We're honored to be asked to come on here. So
yes, it has been such a blast. So thank you to you guys.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Anything we can do to push the message of local out there, man.
Absolutely.
Same.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's how we met you guys at a local show. So.
Right. Yeah. That's how I met everybody. Anybody that like is. You know, for the most part, that I hang out with on the regular, I've met at shows.
Yeah. It's a family. It really is.
Oh,
it
yeah.
Is.
Most yeah. Def.
It's when you're like, hey, are you going to this show? Hey, what show are you going to this weekend?
Oh, yeah. I'm like that every week with like 5 different people. Like, hey, I'm going to be at this show.
Yeah. Never stops.
No.
It's fun shit.
We love it.
Fuck yeah.
It's a great life.
The worst part of my day is... wait until 3 o'clock and I gotta get off fucking work.
Yeah.
No. God damn it. I feel you on that.
I fucking hate going to work. Adulting's overrated. Ugh. I fucking hate it. But you gotta do it.
You gotta do it.
Yeah, I'm that guy at work who still likes to have fun, but you know, there's people at work who won't be too serious.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I definitely know the feeling. But, yeah, I mean, it's pretty liberating. It's all-encompassing going to shows because it's not just the music, you know. If you're going to see somebody a couple hours away, that's an adventure built in.
Hell yeah, it is.
Yeah.
You know, that's a road trip in itself, so, but you meet friends there, you know, you connect with other, like, musicians and media people and... it's like a giant open social club.
Mm.
It is. It's funny too because at work, I like telling this story. I'm known now since it's kind of got out around work that we do a radio show. I randomly get drug tested probably more than anybody in my factory. Hey, it's Monday. Your name come up again. We need you to go take a test.
Yeah, they try to pull that shit on me all the time.
It's like there's 3,000 people in here. How am I? It's like my 7th time. How am I randomly picked again?
That's what my boss said. My boss is like, because they probably listen to your fucking podcast. That's probably not.
I told you not to tell people at work about your podcast. I know that's like not good marketing to not tell people, but I always avoid telling people that I work with that I don't know that well.
I always tell my boss, I'm like, well, you better get somebody's pee in there or you're going to be down a guy.
You got a cool boss, though. I mean, yeah. Not everybody's boss is going to do that. So.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's also, any band or any business that wants to have their show or their band spotlighted, send us a copy to our email, and we'll do a promo of it on our show, and we'll help get your business out there, help get your band out there.
Again, that email address is localoverload33@gmail.com. Any businesses, venues, bands, send us a little MP3 of what you're all about, what you want to communicate to our audience, and we'll definitely play it.
The only thing I'd say is you have to end it with "Locals Where It Starts." Say whatever you want, but it's got to end with "Locals Where It Starts." So
nice.
Well, local is where it starts.
It is. Yeah.
They get a 10-cent commission every time you say that.
Yeah.
Well, actually, no, but if people go to the Drummer Superstore, which is our sponsor, and you go in there and you're buying some, and you tell them that Local Overload sent you, you'll get a discount on it, and then we also get something from that.
Awesome. Yeah.
So we need people to go to the Drummer Superstore, mention Local Overload, and we'll get a commission off of whatever they buy. So.
Hell yeah.
That's awesome.
So.
Quick question before we wrap all this up, since we're talking all this local stuff. What are your all's favorite local, like your favorite local group, like at least as of this moment? I know it's hard to choose one.
You go ahead and answer.
I'll give you up to three just to make it easier.
Yeah.
We'll just go around everybody.
Oh my goodness.
Should we go while they're thinking?
Yeah, you go ahead.
Yeah, you guys go while we're thinking.
Who's three of your favorites?
Three of my favorites. Well, I got two. God Awfuls and FMK are tied, and three. Probably Plague Nine. I would have thrown Jim Harrelson in there and tied them. They're gone now. So I'm putting Plague Nine.
Those yeah. Three. I'll go God Awfuls. I can't choose a second band. I like too many. Instead of God Awfuls, those are my current like favorite right now.
I really like Zerg Rush a lot too.
I mean, I love like Plague, Mommies, Creeps, Indignant Few, all those bands.
Yeah.
Shitfire.
Oh man.
Daddy.
You go ahead.
So I'm gonna take the high road. Is that the term I'm gonna use? So currently on Spotify, the band I am listening to the most as of this past week is Resilient. They just dropped a new single. It's called As Above. So I'm looping them this week. So that's the band I'm listening to the most this week.
That's just one band, though.
Shut up.
Oh, man. Well, I'd have to say Jim Harrelson is my favorite band.
Fuck yeah.
I can't wait to see and hear their new... what the new band's going to be like with the new drummer. I just love those guys. I love their story. I love what they're about. I love how they perform. I like Resilient. I like Taylor Road. I like Sigmatic, Wild Ride, Untold Relic.
And, you know, Harold wanted to bust my balls earlier in the show for not being a punk fan when we first met. But because of Jim Harrelson, you know, I started, you know, in all these shows, because Harold likes punk, and seeing all these punk bands, it's really, you know, opened up my genres.
Yeah.
And Pumpkin Guts, I was really impressed with Pumpkin Guts at the Mag Bar. I mean, she can, and it was just fun. I mean, the whole stage presence of that band, they put on one hell of a show, and she was pretty amazing, so I'm looking forward to seeing them again soon.
Yeah. You know, fucking Guts and Bugbot, man.
Yeah, Bugbot, yeah. Amanda's great, too.
Yeah,
we saw them at Magbar not too long ago.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing about music, man. You go, like we say it all the time, we go to, okay, we're going to go to this show to see, not so much anymore because we know a lot of the bands now, but occasionally we'll come up to a show where we haven't heard of a band. We're like, who's this band? Okay, well, let's check them out. And they fucking just blow you away. Holy shit.
Right.
But that's why we love it, man. It's our drug. It is.
Just finding that, you know, new band that we haven't heard of before and check them out and just being fucking blown away.
I totally get it. I totally feel it, dude. I'm the same way.
Musicians that mentioned, like, it's better than a drug to know that you wrote an original song and you're on stage singing it and someone's singing it back to you. They said that's better than any drug.
Oh, yeah.
And as a fan, that's what I love about going to a show, especially if it's one of my favorite bands. Like, I know they're going to be singing that song. Like, I'm staring at the band. I'm singing word for word if I'm upright and sober, you know, or maybe slightly drunk. I can still know the words drunk. I have. But that's just that connection that the fans make with the bands, and then, you know, the bands make with the fans. But you have to be at a live show to do that.
Right.
It's more personable, too, man.
You Very. Know?
And the more people that are there, it's like the more energy gets played back and forth, or gets thrown back and forth between band and audience.
You can tell in a band too. When it's a packed place, the band is ready to go.
Yeah.
Compared to,
they're energized.
Let's go. We got 10 people here. Let's fucking do this.
And I get like having fun regardless, but at the same time, I said this last week, you know, if I just wanted to play, if I had fun just playing, I would just play at home and not do anything else. But there is a reason why people want to play out. They want their music to be heard, and they want to take part in an atmosphere and sharing an energy and having, you know, making a special night of it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And meeting people.
And meeting people. That's what
the whole vibe. Together. The whole vibe of it, man. Yeah, the atmosphere. Yep.
Nothing greater than going to a live show.
And it's always cool too, whether it's 20 people or 20,000 people, when a band's playing a song and everybody's singing that same fucking song together.
And when you're at a place like, when you're at a local show, you don't have to pay $15 for a beer.
No.
Right.
Like you do at a big show now, it's $15 or almost 20 for, you know, a tall boy.
Depending on what you're getting.
Yeah. And I mean, the companies, they still make enough money, even though you're not drinking as much, but still, it's just like, why?
Yeah, so that's one of the perks of going to a local show. You don't have to pay outrageous prices for your drinks.
Yeah.
You know, and we're talking $20 usually max to get into a show, and we're talking, you know, two minimum, usually three or four bands.
Your drink bill.
It's only $50 or $60.
But see, if you were going to see Slayer, if they were still around as a first band, it would be more
that would
like
be over
120, 150.
Yeah. Right, I could only afford one or two drinks.
Yeah,
and I'm
have to drink beforehand and show up.
Right.
Yeah. Which
so
is what I have to do.
We go to more local shows than we do national. But occasionally we do go to a national. Now, if we go to a national show, either we don't drink at all or we get a tall boy and we share it.
Yeah.
Because they're so fucking expensive. We're like, fuck that shit. Yeah.
Yeah. I'll have a few beers before I go, and then I'll nurse one, maybe two, and then that's it. Yeah.
I packed a mini bar in my jacket on the way.
We went to Lizzo, me and my wife, and we were like, you know what? Let's treat ourselves. She's like, oh, a Jack and Coke double. I'm like, oh, a Maker's Mark double. They're like $60. We're like,
yeah.
All right, we're done drinking for the night.
Right?
Yeah.
Fuck.
See, Jack and Coke's my thing, too, but it's hard to get those at a show.
Yeah.
Paying that much for, man.
I bought two glasses of wine at Radio City Music Hall, and it was $40.
Holy shit.
Yeah. It was,
damn.
And then, why local's better, man.
Yeah.
I mean, just another reason.
There's so many perks, and you can see hot chicks in booty shorts at local shows.
That's true.
And so
that is true.
Bands now, no matter how big they seem to get, they all have day jobs.
Yeah.
So, it's kind of like the dream is more possible. Even though, you're not going to be living like a millionaire, you could still go, you could tour, or you could at least hit out-of-town gigs on the weekends or play on the weekends and have a good time and still live your regular life.
Right.
Just the boring part.
Yeah, the boring part to finance the fun part.
The adulting.
And the local bands are humble. They're not, you know, cocky, arrogant. You know, I play arenas type people.
We're arrogant.
We act like we play arenas, but we don't.
Yeah.
So you go see a band, you buy their merch, they will sign it, they will meet you. They love that shit. So interact with the bands. Go see them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, if they're standoffish, it's because they're socially awkward. That's my excuse.
Or if it's a response, we're probably fucking high.
Yeah, that's going to make my social skills really bad.
But you know what? They're going to share that shit with you, and you're going to get high with them.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
we all share. We'll appreciate you being there, too. You know,
I'm Uncle Greenbags at shows. I'd be like, ah, come on, let's fire up one.
You're out of the picnic table at Mag Bar. Here we go.
Oh, yeah. I get you. I guess so.
Yeah, the picnic table at the Mag Bar is...
Oh.
They'll be talking about it the next day, I guarantee it. Yeah, we was at the fucking Mag Bar last night. You won't believe what happened.
You could film
memories.
A whole rock and roll docu-series around that picnic table.
Right?
Yeah.
Man, I say that all the time about local music. If we could get somebody who would do a documentary on the local music scene, oh my God, it'd be insane.
The stories.
The bands. Yeah.
Because the only, I don't even know if there's really too much of a documentary about, like, the late 80s, early 90s when it was, like, Louisville's peak, I guess. But there needs to be something going on now because it's just, there hasn't really been anything
on
the music scene. And it's really resurged since COVID and people, I mean, people are a little spoiled now. They're starting to get a little lazy, but I think... You know, spring's coming back. People will be going to shows again.
I'm sure somebody's...
There's a resurgence. And there's a lot of bands that need to be documented.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Amazing talent out there.
Yeah, I mean, some of the bands, like, when we first started seeing them, we're like, man, this fucking band's great. It's like, E-Flat. They've been around for, like, 20 years.
You're like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
What? I've never heard of this fucking band. It's like Boombox Poets. They've been around for 20 fucking years. We're like, what? How have we not heard this band? I mean, it's just amazing. It's just incredible.
So many amazing bands out there. So go out and fucking see one of them.
Really is. Go out this weekend. There's tons of shows.
Yep.
Side and Faddins, Whirling Tiger, and Mag Bar. Those are all Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We thank you guys so much for being here.
Thank you guys for having us. This was such a blast.
Thank you for every bit of support that you guys show the local music scene. We really appreciate it.
Comes from the heart, man. We love it.
Yeah, we love it. We appreciate our bands and our musicians and our venues that without you guys, what would we do?
Yeah. Sit at home.
Yeah, that's what... And that gets old after a while.
Yeah. Yes, it does.
Yeah.
Next week, Athena from Thrashers and Destroyers is going to be here.
Oh, she's badass.
And and Amanda starts her residency with us next week.
Yeah.
So,
yes.
Badass.
Oh, she's a nurse. I get the joke. Her residency.
Oh.
Yeah.
We love nurses.
Yes.
Oh, you didn't even realize.
No, I'm at like Vegas.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking. All right.
See, that's what I was thinking. Resident nurse.
Oh, well, thank you all so much. Thank you all for everybody listening. Make sure you listen to Local Overload on crossfire-radio.com.
Tomorrow night.
Thursday night.
Thursday night, yeah.
And available on SoundCloud.
Yeah.
Yes.
Awesome. Well, thanks again, guys.
Well, thank you. We had an absolute blast, so thanks for inviting us.
Absolutely.
Hell yeah. Well, thank you for listening. We love y'all.
Love you, yes.